The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 26th of June. In your Squiz today, Falau's fundraising and why netball is involved, Iran and the US, some food news, and the Sussexes renovation bill. This is your Squiz today. There doesn't seem to be a bigger story at the moment than Israel Folau. Claire, on Monday, the fundraising page he set up to fund legal fees for his action against his former employer for his sacking was pulled down by GoFundMe. A new fundraising site has been set up by the Australian Christian Lobby and has already exceeded $1.5 million in support.
That's right. And there was good support for Folau from various religious leaders and also clearly plenty of Australians who put their money towards that fundraising effort.
That in and amongst those who are obviously very critical of what he is doing. This has also now gone trans-Tasman. His wife, Maria, reposted his fundraising efforts to her personal Instagram over the weekend. Given she's a New Zealand international netball player who is currently playing in the Aussie Domestic League, this has drawn both Netball Australia and Netball New Zealand into the saga.
Yeah, it's a really interesting this one, and of course some corporate sponsors of not just the Thunderbirds in Adelaide but also of New Zealand's netball are starting to get quite nervous, so we'll probably see a bit more on that today. And there's been plenty of coverage this morning pointing out that she hasn't actually said anything herself other than repost that social media call from Israel Folau on the weekend.
As we've talked about this week already, Netball Australia put out a statement over the weekend saying that she hadn't contravened any social media policies. Netball New Zealand has said the same thing. To the tension between Iran and the US, Donald Trump has been tweeting. What's the latest?
Yes, tweeting is a very modern thing in our diplomacy.
And common.
Yeah, that's right. Another really cranky day between the US and Iran. Donald Trump made good on his promise to increase penalties, this time targeting their political leadership. That's drawn a really furious response from Iran, who says that they want to shut down all diplomatic channels and that talks are off the table. That really is an issue for the states, who are clearly pushing Iran towards the negotiating table. They want to see a new deal on the way they handle their nuclear capabilities, and yeah, it's not going so well.
There's been a bit of attention in Canberra shown to a contract the coalition government had with organisation Paladin Holdings to provide security services at Manus Island Detention Centre. First up, why the questions? This was a little while ago.
What that was about was whether proper processes had been gone through to contract their services for security at Manus Island and the detention centre there. But yesterday, the newly installed Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, James Marape, said that he doesn't want that contract to be renewed. It's a contract worth about $400 million, and he said that it wasn't appropriate that foreign contractors provided services like that in PNG.
So is the expectation that Papua New Guinea will provide the services?
Well, that's the big question. And of course, Paladin and the Australian government were only involved in this because PNG put their hand up and said that they couldn't handle it. So it seems that there's some negotiations that need to be had between Australia and the PNG government before it's resolved.
A trio of food news now. I'm a bowl of cereal every morning kind of gal, but I've often wondered about whether it's particularly healthy.
Yeah, and the trick isn't really revealed on the labelling either, because that health star rating, which is used particularly by a lot of the big brands to spruik their wares about the healthiness of their products, is a bit misleading. And Choice yesterday said that it had a way particularly to properly reflect the amount of sugar that was in a product. The example that is always used is Nutri-Grain, which has 4 stars. stars under the government's Health Star rating system, but it's actually 30% added sugar. And under Choice's new model, it would come down to about 1.5 stars. So, yeah, the trick really is understanding that fine detail on the back of the label so you can make those informed choices.
That's why it's so delicious. And how about how we don't like to leave the house? KFC's Aussie parent company yesterday reported food delivery app sales such as Deliveroo and Menulog had helped deliver an almost 17% revenue lift on last year. And speaking of eating dinner on the couch, there's class action against Domino's.
Yeah, that pizza retail chain is really run by franchisees, and they're claiming that they had bad advice from head office that led them to underpay workers. And that news saw the company dip about 7% on the stock exchange yesterday. It could be a big one.
Now, we knew Meghan Markle had good taste, but it seems that she, or maybe Harry, or maybe baby Archie, also have expensive taste, Claire.
Yeah, $4.4 million Australian dollars has so far been spent on converting Frogmore Cottage, which is in Windsor, to their home. It used to be five units and now it's one home, and they're not done yet. They've got more improvements to come. And yes, it was certainly the standout item when the Royals' books were opened yesterday for scrutiny about their spending.
And a yoga room.
Yoga room, exactly. Doesn't every home have a yoga room these days?
Yeah, of course. Sounds great. Also in the UK, our Aussie men's cricket team have beaten England by 64 runs overnight, beaten, smashed, to book a place in the semi-finals.
It was one of the most anticipated games of the World Cup so far, and the English captain actually was talking quite openly yesterday about the crowd could make its own choice about whether it booed Steve Smith and Dave Warner, of course, the guys tied up in the ball tampering scandal of last year. But yeah, we smashed them.
Yeah, we play New Zealand now on Saturday evening. Just quickly, legendary journalist Steve Dunleavy has died aged 81, Claire.
Yeah, one of those really old-time journalists who seem to operate in a pre-politically correct environment. He was an Australian. He moved to New York and became a 40-year veteran of the New York Post. Lots of stories about his hard living and hard drinking, and it was certainly someone that Rupert Murdoch, of course, is the owner of News Corp and those newspapers that he worked for, really singing his praises as a guy that just scooped news up and went aggressively after the story.
Yeah, one of his greatest and most famous scoops was revealing that Elvis was on a downward spiral just weeks before his death. The email subject line, Claire, it's always a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have we got?
So I don't know about you, but anytime I meet someone called Maria, the song from West Side Story pops into my head. I've just met a girl named Maria, and that's our song lyric for today.
Oh, I think of Ave Maria or something from Sound of Music.
No, I'm, well, not.
Lots of songs about Maria.
Yes. I've just met a girl named Maria, is it, this morning?
Thank you for listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. It's available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, your podcast apps. If you enjoy listening each morning, please leave us a review. Have a great Wednesday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.